Ara Ara.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Ara Ara Lovely Podcast. And as usual, my name is Amy, and with me is my co-host Bibbs, and return guest Trixie. So if you guys remember from last,
I'm just passing by.
From last episode, Trixie is like this One Piece super fan, and just to recap from the last episode. Vivs and I didn't watch One Piece, but obviously, because of the live action, we're going to be talking about it today.
I'm so mad about that.
Yeah, you were so mad that episode because you're like, why are you guys not watching One Piece, the greatest creation ever, you know?
And next now to the we're Bible, here. I'm telling you this. Next to the Bible and TP.
And now we're going to be talking all about it because I know for sure you've been itching to have someone to discuss this with.
Dude, an understatement. And like, I have this one friend, and we've been sharing like nonstop gifs and videos, and it's completely stupid. But I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it. And I've been waiting on this. What is this? The live adaptation, live action, for a while now since the rumors started and all that. And you know, I've been hearing the complaints even before it started already. Like, how can you do this? And it's so stupid. People need to freaking chill, honestly.
No, because
and by people, I mean me. I would fight someone for this. This is pretty good, though.
Live action, didn't you have like any sort of qualms about it? Like, hey, how are they even gonna do like the gum gum and all of that?
Yeah, exactly. No, and it's scary to think, you know, because like, okay, CGI has been pretty good, but you know, like, Netflix is kind of. Am I allowed to say this? Netflix is kind of, you know, what is this? Notorious for cutting off good shows and you know what I mean, like there's a bunch that I was hoping that they would continue, but apparently they've canceled a few, and I'm like, why can't they do that to people? Like,
why is this? No,
and I'm really happy about it though.
I think the One Piece adaptation was was announced in 2017, and in general people at that time already has this bad connotations when it comes to live action, because you know, hello Netflix, hello Witcher, you know, like other shows that they have quote unquote butchered.
I mean,
you know?
What was that? There was Full Metal Alchemist, right? Y'all seen that one?
My God, that was crazy.
That was kind of in and out for me. I mean, you know, there were some good parts to it. I wasn't trying to really.
Girl,
at least it's not the Avatar, you know?
Have you seen,
what is that? There was Avatar. With the bald white boy.
The
bald white boy. Yeah, that one. And then there was a DBZ.
Dragon Ball, yeah.
Yes.
They just they put the names of the characters in that show, but doesn't really mean that it's, you know, it's the same lore.
That was horrible. I didn't even know how they thought of that. Like, who does that, honestly? But, you know, people with money, right?
Yeah, but
they'd be all doing all sorts of drugs. Like,
but I think that's why we are having this discussion now, because like we've seen how One Piece broke the internet, in a sense, and at the same time we saw a lot of posts saying that One Piece broke the curse just because this string of bad live anime adaptation. That's why we're here, to discuss what did One Piece do better than the rest, because like this is not the first live action. As we discussed, we have Rurouni Kenshin from Netflix, Full Metal Alchemist, which didn't do well. Rurouni, like
he was cute. Okay.
The only one that
I'm like, you know what, you don't even need to do anything. Like, I'm good. Like, okay, I'm like, honey, show me your sword.
Oops.
he was good. Okay, like you could just stand there and be like, you know, I'm the last. I'm like, yeah, you are. I believe it.
You were saying something, Amy?
Oh no, I said I think I'm the only one here who hasn't really seen any live actions. Like, it's
what?
I stay away from it. Yeah.
But why?
You're smart. You a smart one.
Because I'm smart.
She's saving herself. Wait, so this is the only one you've seen so far? Like One Piece.
No, I've seen Parasite.
Okay.
What else?
I haven't seen that one, actually. No, I haven't.
It was okay. It was, that's it, I think. Nothing comes to mind.
Really?
Wow.
How about you?
She said she's inexperienced.
Good, at least her innocence is still intact, you know?
Yeah, and in a good way, you know? Like her, what is this, your second breaker was a good one. Yeah. She lost it to a good one. I mean, you know, I wondered with the many fans that One Piece has in general, right? I'm not quite sure how the chart looks as far as yay or nay. You know what I mean? But personally, that was a good one. You know, that was pretty good. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it for what it looks like. And honestly, I feel like it's more for the people who cannot commit to the anime, plus those who can't or that don't watch anime in general. You know, because there are people like that they can't sit through a cartoon or whatever. And for it to become, for it to start from the 90s, right? Like the anime itself, starting from the 90s, you'll have to sit through a whole lot of different types of animation art there.
Yeah, actually, that's the main reason why for the longest time I've avoided the anime version, because like it's a commitment, girl. Like it's 1,000 episodes. It's not like just few hours. It's hours, literally, that you will be spending. You know,
and it took years.
You took years, and I think Amy hasn't watched the anime yet.
Yeah. It was just from the, like, I watched
it. I'm still mad at you, Amy. I'm about to question this entire friendship.
No, so I watched, like, 5 episodes because I was recording reaction videos. And I was like, hold on a second, I cannot commit to this. First of all, I can't commit to watching it. And I thought, hey, recording myself might commit to me watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you did.
No, I was like, I have to record myself, watch it, edit it. So that's me re-watching it again.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I think, I think that idea wasn't really that good in terms of watching the One Piece.
Yeah, dude, would be long. I don't know how many reactions you're going to do over 1,000 episodes. Yeah. That'd be pretty crazy.
By the time you'll be done, set Amy's for like your
54.
Life.
she's like retired. She's like, hey, guys, I'm finally done.
No, but I think for me, in my experience, I've tried watching One Piece, the anime version, 5 times before it got into me. Because, like, I'm always stuck.
The beginning?
Yeah, I was always stuck with episode 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how I was, you know. Yeah. I tried starting it since uni, and it only kicked, or, like, the charm of the show is now onto me. Because now I'm in Alabasta arc.
Yeah, no, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her, Amy.
I tried it
like
once.
Some people.
Once as well at uni, but then I was like, I tried it twice at uni, and I was like, I really can't get into this. I really can't. And then Nico was trying to convince me. He's like, okay, why don't you read
so
the manga?
So he watches it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, so he reads it. He said, "Am I better than everyone?"
I don't know. So he's like, okay, why don't you read the manga? Because it's faster. Like you get the visuals faster. You don't have to. All of that stuff. And I'm like,
it's still a commitment.
Also don't read
So you've seen the live action. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. No, I like the live action. Like you said, it's for people who hasn't seen the anime or couldn't get into the anime. Because after the live action, now I want to start watching the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and a lot of other One Piece
they
fans
got you.
Have been watch it, okay? Like you'll like it once you read
the hook, line, and sinker right there. Oda knew what he was doing with this. Yeah. Like he knew. You know?
No, because I feel like, just like what Amy said, most anime watchers will tell you that, it will get good around 100 episodes. And I'm like, I have to invest 100 episodes before I will like it? That doesn't make sense. That's why they have this live adaptation, which helps. Because, like, for fans, there are this usual connotation that live adaptation is just a money grab machine, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you can have all the money.
It's not just about the money grabbing, but it's more like inviting these new audience to, hey, this is the live action, you might want to watch the anime, which also happened to me. I just so happened to watch the anime a bit earlier than the live action was released, which is good because I was already done with the Arlong Park by the time the live action was released, just in time that's the exact same arc that was released in the live action.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm not mad with how they're taking it right now. And I don't know if you guys have seen I'm not mad at it, like, you know, because some people are like, how come they're not doing this, talk about the dog, and I'm like, dude, you can't do that. It's obviously a live action. They're not going to put every single detail into that, you know. But you know how they took it and the pace it went through and all that stuff, I'm not mad at it. It didn't feel too rushed for what it was, right?
Exactly.
Character development wise, it could have been better a little bit, you know. I'm not trying to be like uber perfectionist about this, but like I think it could have been a little bit longer, but I'm not mad about it. Like, I think for how long it is, it would make sense. Because otherwise, if they focused on it, then it would have had to be longer than that. At least, like, maybe two seasons worth, maybe.
And girl, if you're going to be translating 1,000 episodes into live action, girl, it will take years. Like,
and
years.
A lot of money. Like,
and you know. Yeah, exactly. Right? That's why, for me, the pacing also worked. But I want to ask Amy's perspective about it because she hasn't watched the anime. So, for us who have seen the anime, usually there's this comparison. You know, like, oh, they did this like this. Oh, they changed this. But for Amy, who hasn't watched the anime, I want to know what her thoughts about it.
No, for me, it sort of filled in the gaps, I think. Because, like, in the episodes that I did watch in the anime, it was till they left Kobe at the, like, to be a Marine.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole part. So it's sort of like, in the live action, it gives you enough sort of information of like, okay, this is what happens in the anime, but here's some like little bits and parts that you won't see in the anime, and then like if you watch the anime, that kind of all integrates all together. So because I had that knowledge, it's sort of like when I started watching the rest of the episodes, I kind of thought like, oh, okay, so I wonder how that part showed in the anime, or I wonder what they were thinking in the anime at this point, or what led to these series of events for it to happen here. That makes sense.
And I was so excited, you know, with the CGI thing. You know, it was kind of scary to think, you know, like how they do that. But they did really well, right? With a giant eel. Sorry, with a giant eel.
The sea king.
I was like, hey, you know, yes, and it looked like a giant eel to me, and it makes sense. You know, I'm like, well, we have those. Like, we literally have those. You know, and being like in the Pacific, we see that a lot actually, and it's pretty cool. Right. It's pretty cool how they kind of like made it into almost real life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like how it would look like in real life rather. And I'm not mad at this, and by I'm like a huge fan of the live action. It's pretty good, and I think people, I would fight anyone on this, like I think people need to chill out, you know. This is me being PG, that chill the f out, because you know, I mean, Oda was there during the process, and you know, everybody's like, how come this guy is that guy, and the sisters, one of them are black, they're not black, like, bitch, like, fight Oda,
it's not relevant.
I dare you. Like, I hate that, you know, how come Nami's sister is black and she's not black, like, are you stupid? They're not even biological sisters.
They're not,
like,
exactly,
you even watch it, you know what I mean? They were literally found during wartime. It's horrible, like, come on.
Yeah, but I think the translation of the show to live action is good. Although, obviously, there's a bit of nitpicks on my side. My only nitpick is that...
Cute.
No, it's not that. It's just that most of the scenes were dark. Like, right?
There was actual blood in it.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, that. I was like, okay, like, how would they do that? Okay. And, you know, honestly, it was pretty good. I mean, because, you know, the anime compared to the anime, it's pretty lighthearted, right? Everything is good, and the vibey is all, you know, the
was
vibey.
Wasn't the fight with Zoro, though, more brutal in the anime than in the live action?
It didn't look brutal to me in the anime, I think, because... As Trix said, there's not much blood in the show. And and like, what I like about the live adaptation is that there's some sense of realism. Like, when Zoro fought Mihawk, you know, and he was like 50-50. Like, he was about to die. Because in the anime, it's like he was slashed and he just slept. Which doesn't make sense. It's like, bro, you were sliced here and you're just sleeping
with a,
to recover.
With a thing.
Oh, no, not that. The big sword.
Yeah, no, he was the big sword. But, like, that tiny thing that he fought with first, that just cracked me the hell up. Because I completely forgot about that. Yeah. And I it was good, though.
Yeah, but that's what I like, that there's some sense of realism in it, that also they don't have this internal monologues that is usually associated with anime, and at the same time, like, the shouting of the techniques, gabu gabu na!
I love that. And how they kind of, like, you don't have to shout it, like, yeah, you do!
Like, Zora is, like, these kids keep shouting their techniques and I'm cool, you know? But it's only because he has this sword on his mouth. That's why he cannot shout his techniques.
Oh my gosh. And like being on TikTok kind of ruined this one scene for me because I saw there was this Chinese TikToker. He saw through one of the edits or something, or he saw through a scene, and then one of the swords were kind of bent.
Bent?
It was bent because it was on his... Did you see that? And he kind of re-edited it to make it look better.
He was like, so we were watching it. Yeah, we were watching it, and he paused. He's like, did you see that? I'm like, see what? He's like, he's already bent. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he rewinded it, and then he put it again. I was like, I didn't see anything. And he's like, okay, look at this. And then he played it again. I'll try to see it now, but I wouldn't see it first, like, at glance. And he's like, it's so obvious to me. I'm like,
man, wow. Bro, that was quick. That's crazy because I didn't even see that until I saw the TikTok and I was like, they did? I'm like, no, I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to, you can't unsee it though.
And not only
like,
that, you can see the shoes of Helmeppo. It looks like, no, I don't know, really. Shoe, like, they are trying
to. Is he wearing Vape or something?
I don't know if it's Adidas or Nike or something. Like,
oh no, it's the Sambas. It's the Sambas.
I have no idea.
It's either Stan Smith, yeah, the Sambas.
Or... People are nitpicking over that. And I just wanted to ask your opinion, ladies, about the casting. Because, like, that's the usual thing that is being complained about in terms of live adaptation. Like, for example, the Attack on Titan, if you guys have seen it. Everyone's name is, like, Eren Yeager, Mikasa Ackerman. You know, they have these Germanic names. But they're all Japanese, which looks and sounds weird, but here at least they gathered different nationalities for the show. What are your thoughts about the casting?
I hear that's how it's supposed to be, I think. I mean, from the manga, because I haven't read the manga, so I'm not quite sure if this was ever really, you know, in the manga itself. But I heard that Oda did all the choosing as far as this goes, I think. I'm not quite sure, but he was there for the casting and made sure everything... Yeah, so you know what? Like, for people who are mad about it, like, please
just chill.
Please send your angry letters to someone who cares. Like, come on, man, that's pretty ridiculous. Like, how can you not? And also, you know, for it to come from an anime and then a manga, or for it to become a manga then anime then live adaptation, I think we should all just like kind of like wait and see how it all, you know, unfold out. Right, yeah, exactly, because like that's the beauty of like adaptations and whatnot. Not that I'm saying that DBZ was a beauty, but you know, that was horrible. Okay, I'm mad about that one, but I don't know, for Oda to be a big part of everything, right, for how, you know, the storytelling and all that. So I think we need to respect that as far as that goes, because I mean, it would make no sense for anyone to be angry about how it goes when literally the author itself says was there for it, you know. And as long as he approves it, then I'm like, hell, I don't care, like, you know what? Like, Usopp doesn't have to have a big nose, like, come on.
Yeah, how about you, Amy?
No, I completely agree, like, in terms of, you know, the casting and all of that, I think it was done perfectly, and I have no complaints about it whatsoever, because like Trixie said, Oda was very much involved, and I'm not so sure, but I think a super fan was involved as well. So I mean, you have two people who have dedicated their lives to this vision, okay? Yeah. And I think there was that scene, I think it was in Arlong Park, I think there was like the fighting scene over there. I don't recall the exact thing, but I think something or someone was wearing masks or whatever, and they showed it to Oda, and he was like, I don't want them wearing masks. So they went all the way back to Trinidad just to shoot that entire thing all over again.
Wow.
So I mean, like, I didn't every know that. Step of the way. Yeah, like every step of the way, everything was greenlit.
Yeah.
So I don't see why, like, you would complain about their nationalities or whatever. And he literally built this world. Like, for One Piece to reach the number of episodes that it did, like, you need to have a sort of lore, or like Game of Thrones, for example. Like, you need to be very precise with your world building, Harry Potter and all that. And One Piece falls into that category. So if the author himself says, like, hey, there was like a range of nationalities, and considering the fact that these were pirates sailing all around
over the world. Yes.
Yeah, exactly, right? So to me, it didn't really, like, follow our world where we have America, we have Europe, yeah. right? We have Africa. And like, if you look around, you know, Nami's place, right? It was, is very multicultural as well. And diverse, it kind of falls under like how everybody's kind of like spread out already. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. I think it kind of follows that. And also, not to spoil, but like, if you go, if you, you know, follow through with the anime, you'll see the symbolism, the storytelling, and how there's a lot of real people problems, if that makes any sense. You know, like how they portrayed the fishermen pirates with how they were oppressed and whatnot. Like, we had that, you know. Yeah. They were slaves at one point, and we had that. And it's, you know, there's a lot of real problems to it. For how lighthearted the anime was, there's a lot of really heavy symbolism in there. And that's what I love about the anime itself. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you'll see how equal everything is with, especially Sanji. Like, if you get to watch Sanji's thing later on, it's pretty hilarious. And I love it. And I loved how, where they took him, if that makes any sense. But, you know, I'm just being a little vague here, but like, with how the storytelling is and all the select characters, the good characters even, you'll see how amazing equal opportunists. Like, everybody gets a shine, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, regardless of whether or not they're human, they're boys, females, males, mm-hmm. intergender, whatever.
Yeah, actually,
everybody's there.
Like, everybody's represented. Speaking of that, like, as you said, they have these real world problems. Like, for example, the Kuina and Zoro backstory, where Kuina's issue was, like, even though she's the greatest at that time, or like, she's the strongest in that bunch, she knows herself that in a few years' time, these boys who is training with her will be stronger than her, because that's how the world is, you know? And what I really like about
pretty heavy.
And what I really like about the live adaptation is that, as we all mentioned earlier, they always ask Oda about every single thing, unlike other shows that was turned into an adaptation where the creators didn't even had a say on how to do the story. Like, for example, I think it was Cowboy Bebop, where the author was dismayed about what happened to the show. Like, this is not how I wrote it, you know? And speaking of...
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Amy has seen
Cowboy Bebop. I haven't seen it because I was scared. Okay.
Oh, I have seen Cowboy Bebop. You're right.
You've seen anime? You've seen the anime as well?
Oh yeah, no, I've seen the anime, of course. With Cowboy Bebop, I feel like I'm gonna get like a lot of hate for this, just saying this, but I like, from the get-go, I didn't like the cast.
Really?
And I agree with the cast.
Damn.
But I was like, you know, it's like, it's whatever, you know, like, if they do a good job, they do a good job, right? Mm-hmm. You can still like play a role really well, even if I think you don't suit it. And then I watched it, and I think the first episode, it's like been erased from my memory, but I think the first
episode, that's how bad it was.
She said flashback.
From what I recall, I don't think I found it necessarily bad. I just thought that it was very different. Like, I felt indifferent to it. Like, because they kind of strayed away from what Cowboy Bebop was and made it its own thing. Mm, so I think, if it wasn't Cowboy Bebop, then it would have been okay on its own, but you didn't have to put Cowboy Bebop into it.
I see. Sense. Okay. So, like, the it's story was okay, but it wasn't Cowboy Bebop worthy, you know?
But
I
never finished it as well, so...
You didn't finish it!
I'ma just go.
And see, that's the point. Like, that's what happens when the show just follows or just takes out the name of the show but doesn't really follow the heart of the show. And like, for example, I saw this clip on TikTok where every little detail was being asked to Oda by the producers and the directors, and there was one question that stunned Oda that he didn't even know the answer as well. And I think I mentioned this to Amy before. So the producers ask Oda, how does electricity work in One Piece world? And Oda was like, good question, I don't know. Because, like, if you watch the anime...
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Right? Because, like, if you would watch the
because I said...
Because, like, in the anime, there's no sense of lighting. You don't need to have lights, like, fluorescent and, you know, lamps and stuff. But when it was translated to live adaptation, of course, they have to think of something. Yeah. Like, even in Kaya's mansion, they were using, you know, lamps. And then, even in Baratie, they have this, you know, the neon, what do you call this, neon lights, you know, to to make it colorful. And even the inside of the restaurant, they have this small lamps and, you know, small details.
I never really wondered about that.
Right?
Wow, that's true. Oh my gosh, now I'm gonna have to, like, I'm gonna be thinking about this over dinner. Like, I gotta rewatch a few things, you know, and go back and ask myself, like, why was that there? You know, right? but I loved that Oda was there and through everything, right? From casting to how it went, the storytelling and all that, he really said, put some respect to my name. If you're gonna adapt something that's, you know, coming from me, the Oda, like, come on.
God,
like,
Oda.
Put that. Exactly.
And it's annoying because, like, despite that, you still see people online just hating, especially, like, on the cast. Like, there are people who are mad about Sanji. And the reason is, like, he's supposed to be French. Why does he have a British accent? It's like, this is your problem in life?
But he's white. Obviously, he's white.
Honestly, okay, I want to discuss something about the casting.
They already made him white. What else do you want? He cocks. He legitimately cocks.
Yeah. There's one thing about the casting that I want to discuss. Because, like, if you scroll on TikTok, Facebook, wherever, you will always see Makenyu, the one who was casted as Goro. Like, he's everywhere. But for me, Sanji is better.
I'm not mad. I'm not really mad.
Okay, Sanji or Zoro? Let's have that discussion now.
Okay, I mean, what's your criteria? What are we?
Because, well, girl, in the anime, I like Zoro more. But I don't know, in the live action, I'm leaning more towards Sanji.
I have a thing for swords. hence Rurouni Kenshin. Okay, maybe I have a thing for swords.
Yeah.
But hey, Makenyu, I had to search, does Makenyu have a wife?
He does, and he has a kid.
And he was just recently married. Okay, let me just tell
cry
people
in the corner.
Now. He's recently married. I'm married, damn it. But we don't talk about that here, alright? In our world.
See, the thing is, with Makenyu, he's been exposed to a lot of live adaptations because he's in Saint Seiya. He's also in Rurouni Kenshin, right? He was the antagonist at the last movie. Yeah. And then he was also in Full Metal Alchemist, actually. He was Scar.
Oh, that's crazy. Really?
Girl,
really?
He was Scar, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And I need to Google that real quick. Yeah. Because I don't really know him as an actor, you know what I mean, like, as a following, just because he is originally from, like, a local celebrity from Japan, right? Although he does have some, you know, international here and there, but, you know, so I wasn't really
following
I don't really know him. Was like, who is this foreign man that I do not know, like,
and you know,
who is this mysterious foreign man with three swords?
Only three?
I saw that. People were like, his fourth sword.
Okay, going back to the topic. So, my only nitpick with Zoro is that he looks too good in the live adaptation. Or is it just me? Like, he looks...
I mean, the anime, though, a lot of people already liking that.
Yeah, like, I mean, in the anime, he's this rugged, you know, bad boy stuff. But in the live adaptation, he looks like he has baby powder on his back and, you know, like,
he's kind of cute, right? Yeah, he really does look cute just because he looks like a pretty boy is why, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what it is. He's a pretty boy. And in the anime, his voice is even a lot more deeper, right?
Exactly.
So he's like, he just oozes like a demon type, you know, energy, right? Demon energy. And you're like, all for that. But this one is giving like boy next door feels, right? So I get it. Yeah. Okay.
He's good as a character. He's good as an actor. It's just that I don't know how they will make it look like that he's rugged. I don't know. Maybe because the concept of bad boy in the 90s is different from what it is now. Because I think Amy mentioned that with me before.
Yeah. So Bibbs kind of mentioned that to me. And like what I was thinking was that like back in the 90s, like you would have like in Philippines, like Robin Padilla, or like in the US, you would have Rambo. You know, like all these rugged
star.
Big men like,
who don't shower type, just always sweaty.
Exactly,
just gone out the gym, kind of. I might smell, but you're gonna like it. You know, Okay, I see that. So,
like,
I see that.
Zoro was meant to be that because this was a show back from the 90s. But if you were going to translate that into this day and age,
now,
I mean, right,
you're
going
to have to look like
you
smell good. People need to smell good now. Even if you come out of the gym, you have to smell good now, and you got to look the part. I see that. Okay, that's pretty. That's an eye opener. Okay, I haven't really thought of that so far. That's pretty crazy. What about Sanji though? Like, what's that about?
For Sanji, I really like how they fleshed out the backstory of Sanji, and I just found out that, because for me the backstory of Sanji felt like it was too gruesome in the live adaptation, just because Zeff had to, you know, eat his own leg. And apparently, I mean, that's what actually happened in the manga. But they made it lighter in the anime version because of the reviews, I think. I'm not exactly sure how, but that's why, you know, it was like,
I liked it. I really liked it. Just because I like how kind of gruesome it is, but it's not too gruesome that like we see their, you know, the innards or when, you know, because I mean we've seen some, like if you've seen The Walking Dead even, like it's pretty crazy. So it could have been worse. I think maybe it's to also appeal to the older audience perhaps, right? Maybe.
I think I want to ask Amy's opinion on this, because like for me, or I think you would agree with this, Trix, that for us who have watched the anime, we have this tendency to compare how they did it. You know, like, oh, this is not how it was done in the anime. Oh, the scene wasn't there. The scene wasn't, you know, like, wasn't like
I
this.
Was a lot more laid back about it, though, just because I knew, me, like, I was... Oda was kind of there. So I was kind of like, okay, I need to shut up, kind of. Like,
no,
let's see how it goes. Yeah.
For me, the only reason why I was like that is because I just mentioned earlier
the trauma.
No, it's not the trauma, but more like the anime is very fresh in my memory because I just watched it, you know,
right,
like literally it was like a few days ago and then the live action was released. But now
that's
I wanted to ask Amy's opinion because like it's a huge plot twist. Like there's a lot of plot twists in the, what do you call this, the live adaptation that I wanted to know, or I wanted to ask Amy about that. And at the same time, like there are some scenes in the live adaptation that you will know, it's from the anime. It's definitely from the anime. Like, this is not something that was written for the live adaptation only. So, how about that, Amy? What do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, for me, the scene where Nami asks Luffy's help, that that moment to me, like, when I saw it, I don't know why, but I felt like it wasn't as impactful. Like, when I saw that scene, it felt like fan service to me. It just, for me, it sort of came out of nowhere. I think this goes back to what Trixie said a little bit, where we kind of really didn't see the characters evolve as much. There wasn't as much character development to reach that point.
Yeah.
So when it reached that point, for me, I was like, okay, this just feels like it's fan service for the people who has watched the anime. But I understand the impact, even if I don't feel the impact.
Yeah.
So that was one thing.
I think that was like a moment of where Nami finally gives in to trusting the crew, right? And Luffy, most especially Luffy as the captain. So I think that was one of the major points, perhaps, of the anime that like needed to be there. Everybody is all like, "What about the dog? Like, come on, are you? Come on, he's not even on the ship. Like, but that dog, like." they're too much. It's too much. Like, come on, guys. We had one season, and they had to choice pick a few things that needed to be there, right? So, with that, I'm not mad about how they went. I enjoyed the part of the scenes where it's kind of like anime-ish, if that makes any sense. Like that scene in particular with Nami, where it's like it's not like, you know what I mean, like the real type of drama, but it's more of like kind
anime.
Of almost like a musical kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like it's like very
like,
anime-ish, but I like that.
Like, for example, they have this little nods to the anime that they didn't remove. Like, for example, in the village of Nami, you can literally tell who are the main characters in this village. Like, everyone is like dull brown outfits and stuff. And then you will see someone who's blue-haired. Okay, she's part of the main characters.
Yeah,
oh,
that has to be
hair.
Her sister.
They has to be, you know?
You can't miss them.
Right, because you can see like
that's
everyone is... Right? Like, you can definitely see that. And at the same time, there was one nod as well that Zoro mentioned where everyone was fighting and, like, in the Arlong Park. And obviously, Luffy keeps mentioning his techniques, and Usopp keeps mentioning exploding star or something like that. And there was a scene also that Sanji was kicking these goons, and he was mentioning his techniques. And then Zoro was like, "Yeah, you'll fit right in." Like, you know,
names. I love it.
it's a small nod to the way anime characters usually shout their techniques while attacking, which, like. Yeah,
it's I love that. It's so funny. It's so goofy. You know what I mean? That was really nice. Yeah, I kind of, my dumbass kind of appreciated that.
No, because in the trailer, it sounded cringy. Like, oh my God, he's gamma gamma no pista, something like that. And then they kind of made it somehow
They needed
like,
the time towards, for recoil.
Yeah, like towards the end, I'm like, yeah, this works. You know, the gum gum thing works. Because I was thinking how they will incorporate that. Like, every technique has a name in the anime world. Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it really helped that they made it very whimsical, like very Wes Anderson. I mean, not exactly like Wes Anderson, but the sort of whimsical that you would find in like a Wes Anderson film. For you to believe a setting that is real, even if it's not real.
Yeah, I loved it. It's giving like if like old school Peter Pan almost how the you know, the adventure feels. You know what I mean, right? So it kind of like you kind of get to respect the whole new world. Like this isn't our world. Shut the f up. All right, like come on. Because some people are like, come on, how come she's not? She's black. Why is she this and that? Like she's not like the anime. But come on, like the anime is barely colored. If you haven't,
actually,
like it started in the 90s, so all the colors, the color range there wasn't much, you know.
Yeah.
And like let's not be that picky. That's insane. Yeah. Like she's come on, like. It's pretty ridiculous, and like I just feel like people need to give it a chance, or like at least shut up about it and kind of let it unfold and kind of respect that, right? Because Oda was there.
Yeah,
Oda was there. Like,
but
come
I
on.
Wanted to ask Amy's opinion because, like, for us, we have seen the anime and we know how anime fans are some like you know nitpicky about the Nojiko scene.
My God.
So I wanted to ask Amy, did it make any difference for you? Because like she doesn't know that Nojiko is like this in the anime. I mean, she is somehow tan in the anime as well. So that's why I wanted to ask Amy's opinion about that.
How do you feel about the character?
It wasn't relevant. Like for me, it's sort of like okay. Maybe they're because they didn't like it wasn't established they were like they were found in war. It was sort of established later in the live action. So when like what like if that said like when they were when it was introduced and like I saw that she was a main character and like later on figured out that she had a relationship with Nami and all of that, for me it kind of just felt like okay, maybe they're sisters, maybe they were both adopted, maybe they were both found, something. Like, I didn't really think of it being an issue, really. Like,
right.
It wasn't really relevant to the story.
What about Usopp? How do you feel about Usopp?
I think that was really well done. Like,
oh, really? Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, that's fair. Like, you didn't need, like, what you said a while ago, someone with a really long nose. Like, yeah, so it didn't look too cringy or anything. I do have a question for you both, though. Like, because I don't really watch live actions and all of that. What do you guys think makes a good live action? Like, what made One Piece work? What made One Piece break the curse as compared to all the other live actions?
For me, number one is, like, the sense of realism involved. Like, what I've mentioned earlier, like, Zoro almost dying, and then the realism where they insert this funny jokes about the calling of the techniques and all. But aside from that, I like that the characters didn't look like they were in cosplay, if that makes sense. Because, in live adaptation, like, for example, Full Metal Alchemist, they look like they were in cosplay. It didn't feel
like
native, right? It didn't feel like it was the native outfit.
Like, they were
for
Japanese,
that,
but it looked like cosplay. You're
right? That's what I'm talking about. But at least in the One Piece live adaptation, they keep on changing costumes, which makes sense. Because, like, they're not wearing... If Luffy would have worn the same red vest all throughout the show, then it would made me like, and you will see that the red vest is still clean. Like, no
that's so true.
You know, dirt stains or whatsoever.
You're through hell and everything and you're still...
Yeah. I feel like they had the great formula of balancing realism and it being still an anime, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously it's not totally 100% perfect, but as you guys mentioned earlier, it's somehow whimsical in a sense that you know that it's not really our world, it's their world. Mm-hmm. It just looks like more realistic, like us.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. that's what make it perfect, or like better than the rest of the live adaptation. Because like, it's so weird. Imagine calling Eren Yeager and he's Japanese. It doesn't make sense. That's the only, that's the usual nitpick. Like, for example, we guested into this podcast previously, Amy and I, and we were discussing how weird it is that Scarlett Johansson, she was casted in a live adaptation of an anime, and her name there was Major Kurosagi or something like that. So imagine calling Scarlett Kurosagi.
Yeah, I was pretty happy that she was not a part of this. Can you imagine she was Nami or anybody? I don't know. I don't want to be part of it. Like,
that's what made me feel weird about other adaptation. Like, imagine Full Metal Alchemist, Edward Elric, and then he's Japanese. Like,
that's very interesting.
You know, that's why in One Piece, for some weird reason, the casting worked, even though their names are in Japanese. But somehow it still worked compared to Edward Elric, Alphonse Elric, you know? So, yeah, I don't think I'm being biased about this. I think we can all agree with that, right?
Yeah. I honestly that in particular, I just think is more of like a cultural thing when it comes to anime art back then.
Yeah.
And you know, the hype about European names, people in general. You know, cuz like, I mean, like Sailor Moon, you know, a bunch of white girls in basically, but they weren't necessarily white, right? But you know, we all knew that they if we were to look for like a Sailor Moon cosplay, it would be kind of like a white chick with like really long blonde hair type thing. So I think it's more of like, it was the hype back then. And honestly, if we're being real, it still is now, right? Yeah. So they kind of like wanted that, but then still wanted it to be, you know, because there were language limitations on their part as well, as far as naming certain people, despite them being obviously Eurocentric.
Speaking of what you've mentioned about how Japanese are obsessed with Europeans and stuff, actually there was this I've seen a video on TikTok where they were explaining how or what started this obsession with white and blonde hair characters, you know. So there is there is this Bishonen archetype that started in Japan all because of this actor. So there was this actor that got popular. His name is Bjorn Anderson, and he was regarded as one of the prettiest men alive. And this guy started the obsession with this type of beauty, I would say, in terms of
really the standards back then. Was this in the 90s, 80s?
80s, I think. 80s.
I think it's honestly just Asia's obsession with Eurocentric beauty, honestly.
So he was the
one. Oh, I see.
This is where the obsession for pretty boys started.
Honestly, it's still there though, you know, because they're just so foreign looking, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just what, you know, how people kind of like their complete opposites naturally. And, I don't know, just because, like, if you had long hair or long curly hair, you kind of want long straight hair for whatever reason. I think it's maybe because of that. I don't know. That's, you know, just being a girl, that's what I would say. Like, I've seen some girls with issues and they're really pretty and I don't understand. But, you know, that's a personal thing for them. You know, who am I to say what they shouldn't? But yeah, no, I honestly, Asia's obsession with just the Eurocentric beauty, but I think it's because honestly, just how media, even before, or not even media, before media was a thing, there were, you know, magazine covers, Hollywood, how it seemed so untouchable somehow from being from Asia to leave the country and see all these other different places, these different people, right? They were very interesting. It was like literally a foreign land to a lot of people back then. So maybe that could have started then. As far as the One Piece world goes, why it worked for me was pretty much the CGI kind of held it all together. I was really scared about how they would do that with, you know, with Luffy's attacks and all that. But no, like we're getting there. We're getting to that point where it's pretty good, I would say, right? The Sea Beast, that was pretty good. That was really good, I would say, with how they kind of interpreted that into how it could look like in real life, right? That was really good. A big, what is this? everybody's anticipating now is how is Chopper gonna look like, right? Which
exactly
I'm kind of scared about too.
Season two was announced, right?
So yeah, season two is already announced.
Dude, there's a whole discussion how, like, if Netflix allowed, there's a plan for 12 seasons.
Yeah. Imagine 12 seasons.
That's insane. But hey, man, like, please.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like,
in terms of, like, the animation and stuff, like, I really also like the fact that it turned out really good, like opening scene itself, like from the map to the drone shot, and it was beautiful. And it's like, despite what's going on right now, I mean, with all the strikes and, you know, that whole that whole issue right now, they did an amazing job, like the writers, the animators, it's incredible.
And one have more you guys thing? Heard of the dubbed?
Yeah, the original voice actors were the ones who dubbed the Japanese.
I haven't seen it, but oh my gosh, I want to watch. I want to rewatch. Have you seen it?
It's not available here.
It's not available in America?
In Dubai? In UAE.
And where?
Like, so in Netflix you can only watch it in English dub or Hindi dub, but there's no Japanese dub. So I've only seen snippets. Yeah, just check, Amy.
They couldn't afford.
No. I swear to God, because I really wanted to see how the Japanese dub was done. But I only feel like the Japanese dub will be some sort of fan service to the original anime, because I feel like it will be a bit off if I watch it in Japanese.
Maybe because it. Because right, it's not obviously the lips and all that would be a little off putting, but I mean,
girl, we all lived in Philippines before.
I wanna see Makenyu with a deeper voice.
Japanese. I don't know what to say. Hold on.
Is there Japanese?
There's Japanese.
Really?
Hold on.
Ooh, she about to watch it. She's gonna be like, okay, guys, I'll see you later.
Yeah,
yeah, wait, I swear to God, when I watched it wasn't there. There's no Japanese dub at that
time. Maybe it took a while. I heard that wasn't available in the US as well, but I haven't really checked because I only saw the dub on I heard about it while they were making it that's what was going to happen, but I was, you know, obviously I wanted to watch what was originally done first. I will be trying to see if I could watch the Japanese dubbed one. That would be very interesting. I wonder how Sanji is going to feel. I wonder how the characters are going to feel with, you know, all the original voices and whatnot.
I wanted to mention something as well. I feel like what also made the One Piece show work is not only the main characters, but even the other characters. Like, for example, Mihawk, how he was casted. He looks really
he
like
was
Mihawk.
Good.
Yeah. Right? And Buggy as well. Even
Buggy was
Garp.
Really good.
Even Garp was
insane. Dude, the characters were pretty on point. Like,
that's
even from a drawing perspective, you know, from an artist perspective, I would say that if you were to take Nami's character and try to draw like real life features to it, I don't know, because the side profile, that's pretty good. You know, not that I'm saying, I mean, because obviously back then in the 90s, the drawing or the art back then was a lot more simple because, you know, like just the process of animation is pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
It takes so many frames and artists to just get it all together and all that. So they started simple. So, I mean, if you were to interpret that, just, you know, there's just like the artist in me kind of thing.
Yeah.
To see it, it's pretty spot on, I would say. It is really spot on. I really don't have any qualms as far as how they look. Usopp obviously is different, but I mean, like, come on, like, realistically, I don't think you'd find any sort
with a long nose, you know?
Yeah, that's borderline. But, you know, how they also showed the Fishman Pirates, the makeup
Arlong.
To that.
My
that
only
was
concern
so good.
About, yeah, but my only concern with Arlong is that he's quite short. Like,
yeah, he is kind of short. For,
I mean, in terms of
Arlong
casting,
was
massive. Like, because he was a fishman, like shark / human kind of stuff.
True,
so that's why
true.
That's the only small thing. Although, in terms of the character itself, even the menacing laugh of Arlong, he got it like straight
that was
on point.
Good. That was
right.
Good.
Like
and I
when
really
I heard
the
laugh,
acting.
I was like, wow, this guy is so like, good.
Yes.
This is Arlong, you know?
It's never just mind like, the height. You got it.
You got the role. And one more character that I feel like is underrated was Kobe and Helmeppo. Like how they brought the character to life. Because Kobe, if you saw him in the anime, he looks meek and shy and like he doesn't have confidence at all. But when you see him in the live action, that actor did great. You know, like he was really looking like someone like, you know, like shy.
And you know, he's trans, right? In real life, the actor is trans. I heard about that. And I was like, you know what? Because there is a very feminine feature to Kobe. And I was like, as the actor was portrayed. But I mean, like, it really worked. It still really worked. And I think the femininity in his face kind of like translated to what Kobe was, being meek, as you say, from the anime. It worked really, really well. I was really happy about that. And I'm really excited for later on. You're not there yet. I have to watch. I mean, because so right now I'm up to date. I'm up to date and I hate it. Dude, I did not watch the last episode because they said that Oda said that the Kaido fight was gonna be within the last two episodes of this. It's not done, obviously. But the Kaido fight will end within the last two episodes. So I'm like, okay, I saved the last episode because the next upcoming episode, which will here will be on Monday, will be apparently the last fight for the Kaido fight. And I am, dude, I cannot. They even put a filler in their last episode. It's pretty insane. But the character development with everyone, I'm telling you, is hella worth the wait. It's insane how they all turned out. I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it's insane. And I'm telling you now that you need to watch it. You seriously need to watch it. The anime, I think, is seriously worth the hype, honestly.
Worth the commitment.
Yes, 100%. And I'm not going to say that. but seriously, dude, commit to it. It's pretty freaking good. The anime itself is pretty good, even without the live action. It is worth it. And, you know, the animation does get better within the years. And, you know, honestly, you'll see it, too. It's pretty crazy.
I don't mind, okay, this is
the 2000s now.
I don't actually mind the adaptation. And, you know, there's the charm of One Piece is that it has this happy stuff or, like, happy scenes. And at the same time, once you reach the sad scenes, oh, my God. Like, you will really, like, it will really make you cry. Because for me...
Even the anime.
Yeah, the anime made me cry. Like, for example, the first thing that got me actually was the dog scene. Chow Chow.
The dog scene, dude. Everybody was like, that's why I was like, where's that dog? But
I mean, I'm
sorry about the dog. I loved it too.
that's the first thing that made me want to watch more. But it's not a huge thing. Like, it's just... cute stuff,
like how did you let
stuff.
Me do that? How did you do that to me?
Yeah, like, how
and now
did
you're
you
crying over
me?
A dog. That's not even like
that's not even a main character.
Exactly, and you're crying over it, and you can. It's like, how did you do that? But dude, like, if you cried over Naruto, you're like, One Piece is gonna shock
that,
you.
Yeah, my God. Like, aside from that, I was also the first actual scene that really got me hooked was the Zoro and Mihawk fight when Zoro said that. What do you call this? Scars on the back is a swordsman's shame. You know, like
that was dedication.
Shit, dedication.
Like, you a cool ass
man. That scene got me hype. And then Sanji, when Sanji was about to say goodbye to Zeff, like the memory piece and stuff.
That broke me too, actually.
And then Nami,
that was
and
a
tearjerker. You know, for me, for
Nami
some
too.
Weird reason. I mean, it's not yet in the live adaptation, but Chopper's backstory is what broke me. Like,
yeah, that was
like,
crazy.
Oh my God, like every episode I feel like I was crying.
Dude, seriously, I was crying like a bitch, dude. Like, seriously, that broke me. Honestly, it took me a while. Like, of course, there were scenes that would make me cry and all that. But I would say, like, the whole story with the fishmen pirates were the ones that got me.
Yeah.
Where, particularly Nami. The one with the princess. And I'm not gonna try to spoil it. But yeah, the princess and the fishmen pirates and all
Alabasta?
That stuff with the... In regards to the slavery, not that one, not Vivi.
Okay, okay.
The other one, but you'll see her later.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, no, that's for later. You'll you'll see the trauma when you get there.
I'm already traumatized, girl.
Dude, seriously, I know, right? It's like, why are they doing this to me?
Yeah. Anything else?
It's really good.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Amy?
No. I mean, I haven't seen the anime to add anything.
We sounded like lunatics in front of Amy, I guess. Like, she was like, really, these bitches are crying about an anime.
You'll get it. You'll get there.
No, like, it's very...
even if you don't, really you'll get
how
there.
How I can't get... I couldn't get into it, like, watching it from the beginning. Because, you know, stories about world building and all that. That's, like, that's my thing, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't get into One Piece, but the live adaptation really
No, helped. I feel like give it one more chance because like the pacing obviously is quite different. I know like it's from the 90s. Like obviously the pacing there is quite slow and stuff. But there's this website where you can watch the edited version of the
Oh no, I don't want that.
Really?
No, I get the pacing from the 90s. Yeah. I mean slow. Like film like stuff that's also my thing, which is why it's weird I never got into it, but I think
you just need to like get out of civilization for a little bit, because I mean it took me the pandemic to really like sit through, you know what I mean, like this is come on, we're not doing anything today, tomorrow and then next. this is why the pandemic happened. It's because I needed to watch One Piece and I needed to get my ass through this.
So
I think it just really need you really need to like maybe just ignore people blasting your phone and just ignore everything and just sit through it, because you'll get there really. I'm excited for that though, because like I honestly with the live action being here for everyone, I just really want to watch the anime all over again. Aww. But damn, dude, I'm a 1,000 episodes in right now. That's insane. I need another pandemic. But that was, you know, that just made it a lot more alive again for me. That was really good. That was really good. I was really happy about that. I'll fight anyone on this.
Yeah, no, for me, the live adaptation really helped in terms of, like, giving it a chance. But what about you, Vips? Like, I think let's end this on a note where, like, we usually ask for anime recommendations, but this is a One Piece, and you guys love the anime. Yeah. So let's end it with, like, is the live adaptation worth watching?
100%. Like, it's what will get you hooked. I mean, it's a shorter form of the anime, because it's obviously compressed. Like, I think 50 episodes or 60 episodes were compressed in 8 episodes. But guys, please just watch the live action. Just give it the chance. I know we all have this bad connotation when it comes to live adaptation, but once you give it a chance and you still didn't like it, then okay, it's not for you. You're not the audience of One Piece.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Just stick to your stick to whatever. I'm not even gonna
judge, but side eye.
I'm not gonna judge. You know, just go watch Family Guy or something. Just kidding. No, Family Guy's pretty good. But besides that, you know, I just, you know, like my last episode, I think I recommended One Piece still.
Yeah.
And I'm still recommending One Piece. Once again, please give it a chance. I know it's 1,000 episodes and then some, but just give it a chance. We're all dying already. Come on. Just commit to something once in your life, okay? Who needs another diploma? Just do this. You don't need your master's. Just do
that. How about you, Amy?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, take it from someone who doesn't watch live actions, because I just, you know, have preconceived notions about it, like very negative preconceived notions about it. It was good. So, yeah, it was worth watching. So, is there anything you guys want to plug as well? Trix, let's start with you.
I don't really have anything going on. You know, my life is not very exciting. But, you know, I have an Instagram. It's like, come on, guys, I'm boring. I'm the mom here. So, yeah, I don't really have anything. I have an Instagram. That's pretty much it. I'm not going to say that I have a Facebook. That's for family. That's for my family, because otherwise, if I deleted that, honestly, that's the only reason why it's still up. If I deleted that, my whole family would be worried.
Yeah, the different personalities on every platform.
Yeah, so... I just stick to Instagram. You're not gonna see much on Facebook.
Yeah.
And what about you, Viv?
So just follow me on my Instagram at Viv's Black Mage. I also have a TikTok account and also a Twitch account. And you, Amy?
You can follow me on Instagram at AsalabistaAmy. And don't forget to follow us as well at the Ara Ara channel. We are obviously here on YouTube and on Instagram and TikTok. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Ara Ara.